Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here at the PT Piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Ben Fox is on the phone from Boston. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Fred.
Ben, what's your musical background?
I am a freelance oboist in the greater Boston area.
Uh-huh. Oboe. Why oboe? What made you say, I want to play the oboe?
I'm not sure. They put a bunch of instruments in front of us in the third grade, and for some reason, this is the one I picked.
Uh-huh. And you're still playing it. That's good.
I'm still, through all the torture of making reeds, yes, I am.
Well, Ben, Bruce has written a little piano puzzler for you. Your job, of course, to name the tune that's hidden in this and the composer that Bruce might be mimicking here. Ben, you all set?
I'll do my best.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolf with your piano puzzler.
I haven't done one of those in a long time.
So, Ben, what do you think?
It sounds pretty classical to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it's Jolly Old St. Nicholas is the tune.
Well, you definitely are in the exact right category of Christmas tunes.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman.
That's right, Frosty the Snowman. That's right, that's right.
They must have some similar phrases.
Yes, I'm sure they do. So it's Frosty the Snowman. And then out of the classical canon, who would you pick for that?
Well, I'm leaning towards Haydn.
You are right. So, Fred, you usually ask this question, but I'm curious what drew you to Haydn instead of, let's say, Mozart.
Well, those were my first two choices, actually, and mm-hmm. How am I going to distinguish between them? When I think of Haydn, I think a little more wit.
Right.
You know, just sort of the wink here, nudge there.
That's right. Well, there is definitely a very strong wink element. I think it's called zvink in musicological circles. Yeah, no, there's a lot of stopping with strange harmonic coincidences or lack of coincidence, like, which should go, but in Haydn, it's the wrong key, which is typical of Haydn and not at all of Mozart. And I had done that a few times, but in fact, not only did I do it, but I took them all right out of one Haydn sonata. So this is based very, very much on Haydn's Sonata, Hoboken number 16.35.
So Frosty the Snowman in the style of Joseph Haydn, and even quoting pretty extensively from a particular Haydn sonata. Now that we know this, can we hear this one more time?
Sure.
For some reason, now I'm thinking of Joseph Haydn with a button nose and a corncob pipe. Frosty the Snowman in the style of Joseph Haydn and quoting from a Haydn sonata. Bruce Adolf wrote that for this week's Piano Puzzler. And Ben Fox, you nailed it. You got Haydn and you got the tune as well. Well done.
Well, well composed. Easy to figure out.
Okay, this I guess for you it was an easy one. That's good. I'm sure there are listeners sweating out there.
And Ben, for playing our Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and also an autographed copy of the music to that classic Piano Puzzler signed by Bruce Adolf himself.
Fantastic.
Ben, how do you hear the Piano Puzzlers?
I download the podcast from the website.
Oh, right from the PT homepage at performancetoday.org.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, thanks very much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you very much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.